Somewhere in Vietnam, a 19-year-old soldier walked out of a bar room. And he said, I must be seeing things. That bourbon hit me like a baseball bat. In Belfast, Ireland, a little lady dropped her shovel in her garden. She raced across the yard and asked her neighbor, Mrs. Clancy, what was that? In Memphis, Tennessee, a teacher raised the window closest to the river. And the children in her classroom swore they heard a choir singing down the street. In Washington, D.C., a private secretary's lips began to quiver. And the president just put aside his papers and rose quickly to his feet. I lay in a cheap motel in the arms of someone else's woman. When a loud explosion rocked the room and turned the morning into night. I jumped out of bed and ran into the street with hardly any clothes on. As the sky lit up, my heart stood still and I could feel my face was turning white. All at once the clouds rolled back and there stood Jesus Christ in all his glory. And I realized the saddest eyes I had ever seen were looking straight at me. Yes, I was awakened by the penetrating sound of my own screaming. And it didn't take me long to stumble out of bed and fall down on my knees. As tears rolled down my face, I cried, dear God, I'm thankful I was only dreaming. And if I never go to hell, Lord, it'll be because you scared it out of me.